Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is, How Blind Are We?
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, Jesus laid his hands on the man and asked, Do you see anything? Looking up, the man replied, I see people looking like trees and walking. Then Jesus laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then Jesus sent him home and said, Do not even go into the village. During a recent retreat, a wise and gentle director invited me to reflect on the story of blind Bartimaeus, also in Mark's Gospel. And I was also reflecting on today's reading about a blind man. These stories of Mark are significantly different. Our blind man today is unnamed. His friends intercede to Jesus on his behalf. Jesus seems to know immediately what the man wants. And it's a kind of slow healing in that it takes two actions before the man can clearly see. And finally, Jesus sends him home to his family. Bartimaeus, on the other hand, has a name, Bartimaeus. And he has to cry out for Jesus' help on his own. No one else helps him. In fact, people try to shush him up. Even Jesus seems unaware of what he wants and asks him, What do you want me to do for you? The healing is quick, immediate, and finally Bartimaeus follows Jesus. So why does Mark include two stories of such different kinds of blindness in his gospel? And what do these stories mean for us? Well, I suggest that they refer to blindness that reside in each one of us. Sometimes we're the blind man, and sometimes we're Bartimaeus. You know, we can all be blind about our own weaknesses and faults. These are our kind of private or personal blindnesses. If we're lucky, we have friends or mentors who help us to see these faults or mistakes. In a sense, our friends guide us to awareness, to our better selves. It might take two or three or many more times before the shades go up and we see how our blindnesses have hurt others or ourselves. But when we finally get it, we're moved to reach out, to go home, and to make amends. Bartimaeus, he knew he was blind, and he cried out in frustration, perhaps despair, over his blindness. He has no one to help him, and he represents those blinded to the pain of others. Is his frustration because he's limited in what he can do for the other? This is a kind of public blindness. Jesus even asked Bartimaeus what he wants because if Bartimaeus sees, then he must act. Bartimaeus, however, has a way out. If he stays blind, he doesn't have to do anything but continue the status quo. But if he sees, then he will be compelled to follow Jesus and act. So, what are we blinded to? The fate of the immigrant? To the injustice received by people of color? to the rejection of our trans and non-binary LGBTQ siblings? Do we need Jesus to remove our blinders? You know, we each struggle with both of these blindnesses. We hurt those we love, our private blindness, and often we ignore injustices by pretending we can't see them, our public blindnesses. But how are these impacting our movement towards God? Are we able to get closer if we can see more clearly? You know, Lent begins in just a week, and it might be a great opportunity to examine our blindnesses and then ask Jesus to give us sight.